This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know, no. If you haven't run yet, no, you gotta stay. Yeah, it's so funny. You know, our intro, you know, it's like, and now you're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. We give you guys 10 full seconds to flee. You have 10 seconds to flee. If you don't flee, then you're stuck. I mean, I'm not going to give you guys extra time. It's your fault. You're in it to listen. And, you know, just for your attitude, because I think I only have one listener right now. Just because of your attitude, I'm going to not open with news. I'm going to open with, you know, something else that I've been dealing with personally, because I do talk about my personal life a lot on the show. And I can. Until somebody says, Dahlia, quit talking about your personal life, I keep doing what I do, all right? So, I've been nervous about my memory lately. I've been talking to you guys about this, right? And I've got absolutely no sympathy from y'all, and you guys could, you know, go bite whatever as a result. But I've been a little nervous. My husband yesterday was talking about a deli, a Jewish-style deli that we used to eat at for years. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I don't recall there being any other deli other than, you know, the ones we've gone to. And he said, yeah, we went with the kids. And even my kids are like, I don't remember. And they're like, he's like, we were too young. And so my husband used to not have a good memory. All of a sudden, he has a better memory than me. And I don't know if it's because I drank diet soda when I was, you know, in the 80s and the Pepsi Free and Tab, or I don't know if it was too much Duran Duran music I listened to, or if it's, you know, the Ambien prescription I got after my second pregnancy, but I've just noticed that my memory isn't that good. And, you know, somebody could say, well, who cares? It was a restaurant. No. Food. Okay, women. Let me tell you about women, okay? We have selective memories, just like men. Men aren't the only ones that pick and choose certain memories. Women do too, but our selection of our memories or our selectivity varies. So, for example, men, they'll remember certain sexual escapades, but only with the good-looking ones. They won't remember the bad ones. They'll remember when women were wrong, but they won't remember when they were wrong. Men, also very interestingly, they won't remember what their wife tells them, but they sure as hell remember what their mommy told them. And they actually can remotely memorize things that she said and reiterate it, regurgitate it multiple times. Men can do that. It blows my mind. They also really remember plays and quarters and yardage. My son will remember. I'm like, you know, remember when that one player cussed and there was somebody, you know, because I remember the cussing, you know. And like, oh, yeah, well, that was the Falcons game against the, and they know. They will remember a game in week 14 of the NFL. Yet when I ask my sons if they remember to wash their underwear after wearing them three times, huh, what, I'm supposed to do that? I don't get that. Okay, but women, we're just as bad. But we're bad in a different sense. Okay? And so when my memory was good, I would remember how a guy would ask me out. I would remember the most romantic things that ever happened to me. And when my husband would regurgitate something his mother would say, I would regurgitate something that an ex-boyfriend would say. If it was a guy I liked, I remember everything. Except the sex. I don't really remember sex. I don't understand that. Now, maybe it's because I fall asleep. I don't know. Maybe it's because it only lasts 22 seconds. I don't know. That I don't remember. Guys will. Guys will be like, oh, yeah, you know, man, I remember we were in the kitchen, we were whatever. But I don't even remember my bachelorette party. The only reason why I remember I even had a bachelorette party, don't worry, I didn't have sex, is because one of my friends sent me pictures. She took pictures of me and somebody dancing next to me, and I don't know what, but so I guess I have selective memory with that. I also never remember being wrong. I have been married to my husband for 21 years. I don't ever remember being wrong. Now, he has a whole list. He has a whole slew. His family even knows. I don't get why there's a Dewey Decimal System in place for me being wrong, but I, for the life of me, and I'm not saying that to be narcissistic, I really don't ever remember being wrong about something in our marriage. I just don't. The other thing that's a big problem that my kids are finding is I'll remember when they, you know, took a shower, right, or ate a vegetable or had their hair cut or went to the dentist. I just don't remember where their paper mache thing went. So my boys are not very artistic. They're like me. I can't paint. I can't sculpt. I can't draw. I can't color. I can't spell. I can't write. I mean, I'm just not very adept at that. So when my kids used to make things, they were really butt ugly in art class. And they would bring them home. Now, my husband thinks I purposely hid them or threw them out. I would never do that. I never would throw out anything of my kids. But I don't remember where I put it. You know, maybe I hid it in the litter box. I don't know. So I'm kind of nervous about my memory. But something has happened that I want to share with you guys on how to get your memory up. So memory. We're talking about the memory. Getting the memory up. Come on, people. 1-877. Oh, whatever it is. I'll be back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all. Hey, cut him some slack, man. That's a hard job. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you, Manny. Manny, you rock. Poor Manny.
I appreciate it, though.
You really are awesome. People don't realize what death-defying acts you have to do to run this show, so thank you so much. Now, one of my listeners, I guess, was listening. Looks like we had a listener. I know. Blows my mind. When we were talking about Parkinson's and Alan Alda and Reverend Jesse Jackson had Parkinson's and Neil Diamond had to, I guess, close end his tour, but I guess he's going to do one more show since he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And so one of you had asked about memory loss and, you know, if that's an early sign of Parkinson's. It is. But memory loss is an early sign of a lot of things. And as we age, we do start to forget certain things, and it freaks us out. You know, many of you guys know that I'm a little older than 20. And I, you know, kind of noticing some of these changes. We've talked about the changes. I've talked about the changes my body's going through, right? Do I need to go through the changes my body's going through? Do I really? Okay, well, first, okay, I have no problem going into very minute detail of everything that's going through, what I'm going through with aging. But we'll put that off just because it's about you guys right now. But I just talked about how I was concerned about my memory. And I think a lot of us start to panic that we're going to get dementia because we're doing such a good job trying to stay on top of our heart health, trying to keep our cholesterol down, trying to prevent diabetes, trying to keep our blood pressure down, you know, getting our colonoscopies to rule out colon cancer, get our mammograms to rule out breast cancer. For those of us with insurance plans that allow us to check our prostates, we screen for prostate cancer. So we, you know, we think we're going to do everything right just to unfortunately face dementia later. And so when you're middle-aged, like I am, I know y'all think I'm 25, which is good, you know. Go ahead, think that. It's fine. Fantasize away. But no one fantasizes about me anywhere. I don't think anybody ever fantasized about me. That's just the bitter truth. I just was never one of those women that people would fantasize about. Oh, well. It happens. But where was I going with fantasy? You see, memory loss, okay? We lose our memory. And so what's normal memory loss and what's not? All right. When you start to get dementia or Alzheimer's, all right, let's go to the more severe. You lose your memory on things that are really essential to everyday life. So, for example, somebody with severe dementia or severe Alzheimer's, if we kind of work backwards, they'll forget to get dressed. You know, one of my family members ran around outside naked. Now, I know you're like, well, yeah, because she's related to Dr. Dahlia. Well, not all the women in my family were hoochie mamas. This one particular one was not a hoochie mama. And she went outside naked, I was like, oh, who's drinking? No, she wasn't trying to relive her 60s because, you know, she grew up in Holocaust times. She forgot to put her clothes on, or she just didn't, you know, like a little kid. Sometimes people with dementia, they forget to eat. They forget who their loved ones are. That's when it gets pretty severe. Before it gets severe, you'll start to notice with your family member, actually as an aside, you may notice they have hearing issues. You know, a lot of people will blame hearing issues on being older, but sometimes hearing loss could actually be a sign of early dementia. I lost my hearing in the 80s. That's probably when it all started for me. Also, olfactory sense. You can't really smell things. I can't smell anymore. If somebody says that to you, that's a problem. That could be also a sign of dementia. You don't just lose memory. You lose other aspects of your brain. So, you know. But, so somebody on their way to dementia, even though, don't panic about the hearing loss. A lot of us have hearing loss. That happens. Age-related hearing loss. But they'll lose their keys, but all the time. I mean, I misplace my keys. That happens. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put my keys here. I'm going to know where they are. We're talking weird places. Or you go to a store, and you walk into the store for groceries, and you're like, oh, I know I had to get 5 things. I can't even remember one of them. Okay, when those things start to happen to you, yeah, that could be some serious memory loss. But what are some normal things that happen to us? Well, you know, where did I put my hat? Where's my belt? You know, where's my good bra? Yeah, some of us have good bras, right? You know, where's my wife? I'll get into it. But, you know, certain things like that. Or you won't make a shopping list, and then you will have forgotten to buy butter. And you come home, and the missus is like, what the heck, really? The whole reason why I sent you was for the butter. And you're like, okay, I forgot, my bad. You forget to call your mom on her birthday. All right, that will happen. You know, if your mom's birthday is not a big deal to you, you're going to forget. You'll forget your anniversary. My husband and I forgot our anniversary. We were watching TV on the couch in our underwear or whatever one day, and I go, whoa, 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 whoa. what day is today? He's like, Wednesday. I go, no. Is it December 22nd? Yeah. It's our anniversary today. We had been married for 4 years, and we forgot our anniversary. That stuff happens. That's why I never get mad at my husband for forgetting our anniversary, because I'm more the type of person to forget it than he is. So those things happen. So that those types of memory things happen. So one thing that I recommend you do is to really work your mind. You know, when I was in medical school, and undergrad, and high school, and grade school, I mean, I was always studying for a test. And then you get out of school, and your mind starts to get a little mushy. That's why we doctors have to recertify every 7 years, or now they've extended it to 10 years, for our boards, so that we keep our minds active, and we study, and we stay abreast of the most, I hate that term, of, you know, the most up-to-date stuff. And I did it, passed my boards. I've never failed my boards, which, again, it concerns me that it may happen. My first sign of major memory loss or dementia will be my not passing my boards. The only thing is since I passed last year, we won't know for another 9 years. So that's okay. But one thing I work at, I teach at Toro University, Nevada. It's a medical school in Henderson, Nevada, near Las Vegas. And we have a new class starting with 181 students. And what I like to do is memorize all their names. You know, when I was in medical school, they called on me all the time. My maiden name was Odiru. So it was like, Dr. Odiru. And I'm like, oh, gosh, please don't call on me, please. Dr. Odiru. What are we looking at here? And I'm like, a cell? Yeah, I wouldn't know what to answer. I was kind of dumb. And they'd yell at you and whatever. We're not allowed to yell at medical students anymore, but I love calling on them. So I learned their names so I could call them. And I just finished learning all 181 names. And now I'm going to practice it. In fact, their parents are coming. There's like this big social thing today where they get to bring their mommy and daddy. Hey! I love this. I love being a teacher. Being a teacher is so cool. I get to meet the mommies and daddies of the students. It's so cool. I'm like, hi. Even though I'm probably their mommies and daddies' age, I may even be older than some of their parents. That's going to really scare me. I'm going to be depressed. But anyway, force yourself to memorize something that you really don't have to. Learn another language. Helpline.com talks about 14 natural ways to improve your memory. And one of the big things they say is eat less added sugar. A sugar-laden diet will lead to poor memory and reduced brain volume. You know, another thing I want to tell you is a lot of times as you start losing your memory, you'll lose your short-term memory. You'll remember old, you know, distant memories, but you'll have a conversation and completely forget that that happened. So people who eat high sugary diets with soda, etc., they have been found to have lower short-term memory and lower brain volumes. They talk about fish oil, but that's been debatable if fish oil supplements really help with memory. But they talk about that. I would just say eat more fish. They talk about meditation. There was a study showing that meditation increases gray matter in the brain. And gray matter will decline with dementia. So meditation, relaxation, keeping a healthy weight so you maintain good insulin balance. You got to get enough sleep. That'll help your memory. Drinking less alcohol is a biggie. Training your brain, they talk about, like doing crosswords and word recall games and Tetris, that kind of thing. Cut down on your refined carbs, but this is a biggie. Get your vitamin D levels checked. A lot of us, I forgot to take my vitamin D this week. A lot of us have low vitamin D. That's a biggie. And they also say to exercise more. Curcumin could help. Oh, they even said add some cocoa to your diet. Oh, hell yeah. So there's some things you can do for your memory. 1-877-DR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
The boyfriend of missing college student Molly Tibbetts is speaking out for the first time. Jack Dalton believes the doors were left unlocked around the time of her disappearance. He also said he's going to let the authorities do their part.
Leaving it up to the law enforcement to try and figure that one out. And just don't want to go racking it through my brain thinking of what happened, just driving myself insane because I know everybody else around here is. And you just got to lead by example and try to just let the law enforcement do their job.
Dalton was working in another part of the state and has been cleared and cooperative with authorities. That audio, courtesy of Fox News. Today is day 2 of Paul Manafort's trial, and in some shocking news, federal prosecutors said Rick Gates may not testify in the trial of his former business partner, Manafort. Gates oversaw some of the financial dealings and was expected to be a key witness for the government. This is USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Discrete.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you every single time we hear that an Ebola outbreak is over, we hear of more cases the next day or the next couple days? So we're now being told, this is just days after the World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak was over, the one that happened near the... why can't I think of the name of the district in the Congo? Well, now Congo's health ministry says at least 4 new cases of Ebola have emerged in the country's east, just a week after an outbreak in the northwest was declared. The ministry says there is no indication the two epidemics that are separated by more than 2,500 kilometers are related. But I told you, every time somebody says that an epidemic is over, it's almost like a jinx. So I don't care that they're not related. Just don't say it, because then there's new cases. The north, Oh, it was like the Equator province. Is that what it was? It was the Equator province of the Congo. Anyway, Fox News is reporting that the North Kivu Health Division notified the ministry on Saturday of 26 cases of hemorrhagic fever, including 20 deaths in the North Kivu province. The ministry says four of the six samples that were sent to the capital for analysis came back positive for Ebola. So remember, we're not talking about 26 cases of Ebola. We're talking about 26 cases of hemorrhagic fever. There's lots of things that could cause hemorrhagic fever. And 20 people have died. But they had to wait for samples to come back, and four of six came back positive for Ebola. So what, that's 66%? So the new cases are in the eastern Mabalako health zone within the Beni region. Now, for some of you who have kind of listened to my show, you'll be like, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia. Doesn't this just happen, though, routinely? I mean, doesn't Ebola smolder in certain areas? Yeah, it has. You know, we don't call it an outbreak until we actually see a cluster and we see multiple and we could pinpoint an epicenter and a spread. There's a lot of things that get taken into account before we call something an epidemic. But Ebola has been smoldering since the 70s. There were a couple cases, a couple epidemics where you had 200 here and 150 there, and, you know, and then all of a sudden, between 2014 and 2016, we were looking at 11,300 people who died and thousands more affected. And you were like, whoa, what happened there? So we are going to panic, and we may call it a little sooner than we might have in the past, because we don't want us to get to the same severity as we did back in 2014. If you remember, back in 2014 to 2016 outbreak, it started around the winter with a kid that got sick. The kid got sick, then mom and I think older brother or sister took care of the kid, and grandma, and then they all later got sick and died. And, you know, this was in a village, and we talked about how many villagers may not be that quick to call in, you know, modern civilization, because, you know, for some villagers, they love their way of life. They, you know, they like their privacy. They like keeping their culture and their traditions. And I, you know, if anybody saw that movie Outbreak from the 90s, right, what happened to the village? The village got, you know, incinerated by civilization. Yeah, so you know, many villagers have certain suspicions and myths about modern civilization coming into their neck of the woods. So you might not see a, hey guys, come over here and help, like you would think. Yeah, I mean, if this happened in Wichita, Kansas, we'd be like, all right, you know, where's the National Guard? Where's, we would be all over it. Yuma, Arizona, I mean, we're like, please, right, get down here. But when you're looking at remote villages, it's a little different. So the Congo, back on July 24th, declared an end to their most recent Ebola outbreak. That happened, as I said, in the Equator province. There were 54 Ebola cases, including 33 deaths. That was enough to call it an outbreak. Maybe not an epidemic, but an outbreak. So now these four new cases is something that we need to watch. And again, we are going to be on top of it because we don't want to be caught with our pants down. And we're going to want to make sure that, you know, we don't have a issue of people traveling and spreading it until we finally realize, oh, there's thousands of people going on. I mean, look what happened at the Denver hospital. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people are talking about how a man had to have his limbs amputated because he contracted an infection from his dog's saliva. Greg Mantifuel thought he had the flu, went to the hospital, but he unfortunately was being ravaged by the bacteria Capnocytophaga conimorsis. And I apologize if I'm not pronouncing the Latin correctly. Capnocytophaga or phaga conimorsis. It's a type of bacteria found in the saliva of dogs and cats. And in very rare cases, it can enter the bloodstream if they're licking an open wound. And his wife, Dawn, said this hit him with a vengeance. And he's all bruised. He looks like somebody beat him up with a baseball bat. And within a week, doctors said they had to cut off his legs. The guy's 48 years old, but he went into septic shock, losing circulation to his limbs. And I believe he even had to have amputations in his hands. So they think that this rare bacteria came from the dog, Ellie. They say more than 99% of people that have dogs will never have this issue. This was chance. The family has set up a GoFundMe page to cover his surgeries, prosthetics for hands and legs. He will be fitted for once he recovers from sepsis. And according to the CDC, if you have weakened immune systems, you could be more at risk. But, you know, a lot of us kiss our dogs. We share our sandwich with our dogs. I remember that movie Summer School in the 80s. Mark Hamill had a dog, and the dog and he, I think, shared an ice cream cone, and the dog licked his mouth. And everybody, you know, everybody thinks it's kind of like, I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of us think it's a status symbol that, you know, you have a dog that loves you, that'll lick you, that, you know, and you don't have a problem. You're tough enough to be able to, you know, kiss your dog. And, you know, because a lot of these movies showed how, you know, tough guys could kiss the dog on the mouth. No, don't, no, no, no. It's disgusting. You know, when we adopted Sashi, Sashi was the cat we got when the Saints were winning the Super Bowl. We won money on that, too. So when the Saints were in the Super Bowl, what was that, 2010, I think, we got Sashi. And Sashi was a rescue cat. We got her from the pound. And her first night, she was just jumping all over the house, jumping on my bed, running around the place in the middle of the night. And she wasn't really an overly friendly cat, but she was just running around and just, I think she started to notice that she had some freedom and she wasn't in a cage, you know, at the pound anymore. And she was happy. And I remember telling myself, you know what, this is a mistake. I need to sleep. I got to get up for Monday morning, and I don't know what to do with this cat, and she needs to stop, and I'm thinking this, and all of a sudden she comes up, she lays down, she puts her head backwards, looks up to me, and licks my lips. She's going, look, and then she goes, runs around again. So, I mean, I fell in love with her. I'm like, you know what? She loves her mama. It's okay. By the way, she's never done that again. She's never kissed or she hasn't done that since. Because, you know, I've yelled at her to get off the bed enough times where she doesn't do it anymore. And now she's too fat to jump on the bed. But we allow our cats and our dogs to go near us when we need to realize that they harbor some real bad bugs. And you hear stories of, you know, men waking up, seeing their dog eat their toe. It turned out to be a gangrenous diabetic toe. It's sweet, and the dog likes the flavor of it. Like, my cats will lick my fingers because they like salt. So the dog is trying to get a nutrient. Meanwhile, they're injecting something into you. So you got to say no. Go say go bye-bye. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
Speaks
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Neil writes, Doctor, you were talking about the poison website. He says, I own a restaurant and find myself wanting to stay under the radar so I don't end up on these sites for false accusations. How do you market and lay low at the same time? Now, he writes a little bit more, but I want to stop here. Do you guys know what I'm talking about, the poison website? Apparently, Chipotle was back in the news the other day. I think it was yesterday. Because there were two entries, and actually I saw there were more, on this one location, where people claimed that they got food poisoning. So I believe the website is ibeenpoisoned.com or iwaspoisoned.com or I need to recheck what that website was. And when you go on the website, there's all these restaurants, their location, and it's a forum for people to be able to discuss where they got food poisoning to warn others. And they have a map that shows where clusters are. From an epidemiologist standpoint, it's brilliant. Health departments would love to see this. You know, if they are, you know, understaffed and you have many people saying, look, I got sick here. And now you have a website that, you know, can, you know, put it all together and, you know, have an interactive map. It's amazing data. Again, the problem we have is how much of that is true. So I find this very interesting when Neil says he wants to stay under the radar. You know, I talk to you guys about online reviews, especially when it comes to doctors, and I just don't know what to believe anymore because I had good physicians I would refer to, and I would still refer to, and I would have my family go to. I trust them so much, but they have crappy reviews online. And the crappy reviews could be because they sent the patient a bill or sent the patient to collections because they didn't pay their bill. Or they wouldn't fill the narcotic. Or they wouldn't fill the, you know, I told you, somebody took me to the medical board, sent in a complaint. It got thrown out by the medical board. But they, you know, investigate everything, which is fine. Because I wouldn't keep refilling his Ambien. And at the time, in the package insert, it said, don't give Ambien more than 7 to 10 days. Because of its addictive potential, and if somebody really can't sleep, maybe there's another issue going on. And now, and so that was early, what, 2002 maybe, 2003? And I remember I was so mad that somebody would do this when I'm trying to do it for his health, and I'm not trying to, you know, incite an addiction, which I ended up, I was right years later. I mean, look how many people are addicted to Ambien and sleeping medications. And so the medical board said I was in the right, but I mean... I'm sure if online reviews existed back then, he would have written me a new one. But he wouldn't have said, oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, wouldn't keep filling my addictive prescription, fueling a habit that I have. No, he wouldn't say that. He would say, oh, she's taking my money. She took my money and she wouldn't give me what I needed. And she false diagnosed and she's withholding treatment. And you're like, wait, can I defend myself? You know, the medication was highly addictive. And I thought he needed some, you know, thyroid testing or some sleep study or, you know, something else that we could do to, you know, find the root to his insomnia, maybe treat his insomnia. And I get a lot of people don't like that, but that's not what anything online would probably say. But back in 2002, online, you know, reviews weren't a thing back then. They are now. So I love marketing and PR. That's my other hat. I don't have a lot of talents, but I do a lot of marketing and PR, and I just love that. So how do you lay low and then not get the bad reviews? Well, you know, one marker of being famous, you know, in show business is you have critics. Once you have a critic, you know you made it. Now, there's degrees of making it, you know. The very first time I realized that my show was going somewhere was when I saw something online being written by somebody in the industry talking about my affiliate list and how I only had X amount. But I was like, wait a second. Okay, to me, that's huge. You don't understand. A year ago, I started with nothing. So once you start having critics, it puts you on the map. The only thing is this whole online Yelp, iwaspoisoned.com, whatever, that can really ruin your business. That could really hurt you. Now, when you look at some of these companies that help you with your reputation, what many of them will do is they can't go in and erase the bad reviews. They can't do that. But what they can do is focus the attention on good reviews. And so you'll notice what a lot of companies will do is say, if you liked us, rate us on Yelp. Or they'll have a computer right there for you to do the rating right then and there. And so if you have two bad reviews, but you get 100 people saying you're good, you're going to start diluting it. You know, the only problem is a bad review, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And so what society needs to do is decide, are we going to believe these? Are we going to, you know, give that platform the attention it wants? Or are we going to, you know, expose its vulnerabilities and its unvalidated, you know, lack of veracity, lack of truth, lack of, what's the word I'm looking for? Why am I having such a brain fart? Why can't I think of accountability, lack of reliability? It's lack of, you know, having the proper reliable data. And so I, you know, when I was reading these restaurants, and there was a whole bunch of Chipotle on there, different locations, I'm like, well, there's two schools of thought. On one end, you know, you're anonymous. You're not really getting much gain. You're not getting fame putting yourself on there. I mean, they're anonymous, so you can protect yourself from lawsuits. But there was one where they said, every time I go here, I get food poisoning. I'm not joking. And you're like, well, then why do you keep going there? Something's not right. If you got food poisoning, you probably will never go there again. Maybe you might give it one more shot. But for someone to say every time they go there, that's making it sound like multiple, 3, 4, 5, 6. That doesn't make sense. Now it's starting to lose its credibility. And if you hate the manager, you dated the manager and he dumped you, what better revenge than to get him fired by posting something online that his restaurant made you sick? So you're anonymous, so they can't trace it back to you. So what you're going to start to see happen is more people sue. We've already seen that, people suing for, you know, reviews and ratings. Because there is damages. There's a lot of monetary damages. And it affects your name and it affects your character. However, the consumer is like, well, how do I know? I mean, if there's a restaurant that's making people sick, we need to know. Well, the health department's supposed to be doing that. The news will then broadcast when the health department has to shut people down. There's also these health department ratings. And I trust the health department. I know it's government, but hear me out. I trust the health department because they do have a lot of protocols and there's a lot of red tape. So they can't just decide that they don't like you because you dump them after sex. The health department can't do that. They have to actually show proof. And they're not planting it, you know? I mean, you know, if you had a rat, there's a rat. You know, if there was rat droppings, if somebody wasn't wearing gloves, those are very objectifiable data that they could show and prove as evidence. So, you know, so how do you lay low? Just make a good product. Make sure you have good reviews on there. And, you know, yeah, 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.